Another way you can partner is maybe you do have a lot of liquidity and you can sign loans. Anything above that you cannot do, reach out to me and I can sign with you and we can buy bigger stuff. I'm fine with that too.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, I hope you are having a great day. I am going to talk about a question. Well, actually, I get asked this question quite often, and is, can we partner, right? How can we partner or can we do a project together? So I'm going to take the next few minutes and I'm going to tell you how we can do it, what it looks like, and how we can get involved. Let's go. So a lot of people think that there's misconceptions. There's a lot of misconceptions. People think you need to have a lot of net worth or already be a millionaire or have a lot of money in the bank or have excellent credit or whatever it is, right, before they can buy a commercial property. Well, you do need all that, but it can be different people, put it that way, okay? Give you an example. To be able to buy a property, you're gonna need somebody that can sign a loan, that has the experience and has liquidity, basically has cash, right? So that could be one person or it could be three different people, right? So you definitely need that. So you need somebody that can come sign a loan, that has liquidity, has a net worth, and has the experience, right? So how can we partner? That's one way we can partner. By me coming in and I'm looking at the project, if it fits my buy box, I will definitely help you sign the loan because I got the experience, liquidity, you know, and I have net worth. So definitely that's one way that we can partner, okay? If you happen to find a project, right? You bring a project and maybe you have some capital to deploy in the project, great. Or you can sign the loan on your own, but you need somebody with experience. It doesn't really matter, right? We can always pick and choose what pieces of the puzzle you need for your particular project. Now, the biggest thing right now is not even raising capital, right? It's actually getting a great deal. So if you get a great deal, that is awesome. That is really, really good because that's a starting point. You get a good deal and then you worry about the rest later, right? You worry about who's going to sign my loan. Where am I going to get the money? How am I going to manage this? How are we going to make money? Like all that comes after you get the project. So number one is go out and find a deal. So if you find a deal, you've got a project, that's a way that we can partner. And I can come in and do the rest. I can help raise capital, asset manage, sign a loan, anything that we can work out together, right? Another way you can partner is maybe you do have a lot of liquidity and you can sign loans and say, hey, look, Javier, anything above that you cannot do, reach out to me because I can come in and I can sign with you and we can buy bigger stuff. I'm fine with that too. Trust me, I am not greedy. I'd rather have 25% of a watermelon than 100% of a grape. So somebody out there can sign big, big loans, that is awesome. Or somebody out there has a lot of liquidity or wants to put in their experience, that is great. Another way people want to partner is say, hey, I got a project. I can come in as a general partner and say, hey, Javier, what do you got coming down the pipeline? What can I do to help? I can help put in some escrow deposit. You know, sometimes we need 100, 200, 300,000 in escrow deposit. Sometimes it's 30K, right? Now you got to think about it. If I got 10 projects under contract and it's 50K a project, that's $500,000 that comes out of my bank account. What does that do to my liquidity? It drops. My buying power drops, right? So definitely an escrow or a general partner that comes in and says, hey, I'll do the half the escrow or I'll do all the escrow. And of course, there's a lot of legal documents we got to sign to make sure that you're protected and you don't lose that money, right? But that's another way to do it. There's also something called risk capital. So what is risk capital? That's basically money you don't get back. Right? If you go and you're going to buy a project property and you have it under contract, there's risk capital. Like what? Like the travel, the inspections, when you do your PPM, your private placement memorandum, all the legal documents, it's like 10, 15, 20 grand. The loan commitment that you got to send to the bank or the good faith deposit you send to the bank, 20, 30K, right? To start the loan process and they order the appraisals, the phase one environmental, phase two environmental, and your inspections, your plumbing inspection, your electrical inspection, you can spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on risk capital that if you don't buy the project, you don't get that money back. Trust me, I've been there plenty of times. Plenty of times I'll go look at a project and it doesn't work out. I think I want to buy it. Towards the end, something happens where it's a bad deal, surprise, and you do lose your 30, 40, 50K. So you can say, hey, Javier, I want to help out with the general partnership. I want to put in the risk capital and the escrow deposit or whatever it is, or 10% of the risk capital There's a million ways to slice this pie, a million ways to do it. So, but the most common ways is somebody brings a project, somebody brings liquidity, somebody puts money as a general partner in the project, and asset management, right? Somebody comes in and they do the asset management. I'm not sure if I mentioned the loan. If I didn't mention the loan as well. That's usually the most common ways people partner with as a syndication or with somebody that is buying an apartment building. So the most common ways to partner are gonna be somebody can sign a loan, somebody who's got liquidity and experience. And like I said, those three can be the same person. Somebody come in and help out with escrow deposits, risk capital, you know, even putting money in the project. Somebody bringing a project, that is key, that is very important. Somebody bringing a project or somebody doing like the asset management, boots on the ground, basically means you're there locally, putting eyeballs in the property or managing the asset. There's a lot of other ways to partner as well, but those are pretty much the main ones, how we can partner on a project. And I'll be more than happy if you got something to help you underwrite it and let you know if you got a good deal or not. I have other videos where it shows you how to underwrite to find out if you got a good deal. I got calculators, spreadsheets, so go ahead and subscribe and check my channel for other videos. Or you can also go to my website, javierhinojo.com, and there's a lot of links in there, a lot of forms that I have, due diligence, calculators, a whole bunch of stuff that I have for free for you guys to start doing some learning on your own, right? So you don't come in blind. So if there's anything else I can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out, Instagram, Facebook, leave a comment, and I'll talk to you later. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks. Help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.